Scott Cups. Water's wetter in Scott Cups. Beer is sudsier, soup is slurpier, Alka-Seltzer is three times burpier. When you've got cold or hot, cups manufactured by the people at Scott. Ice is colder in Scott Cups. Scotch tastes older in Scott Cups. Any cola tastes so much colder. Holy water is somewhat holier. You can't lose when you use the cups manufactured by the people at Scott. You pour some Metrical into a cup by Scott. Before you're finished drinking, you have lost your pot. A little bit of prune juice works a whole lot faster. Not to mention oil of castor. Frank and Dino use Scott Cups. Drink their vino from Scott Cups. Moonshine served in Scott Cups in Georgia. And history tells us Lucretia Borgia served her drinks to those finks in cups manufactured by the people at Scott. Tanner's champion told them they could save his cup. He'd rather have a Scott Cup than the Davis Cup. And glue that's in a Scott Cup is a lot more gluish. Chicken soup tastes twice as Jewish. Bees make honey in Scott Cups. Scott makes money from Scott Cups. So keep ordering and eventually Scott will come out okay financially. Yes, by gum, order some cups from Scott and not from Lily. Not from Dixie, don't be silly. Not from Sweetheart or Monsanto or Conex or the Continental Canco. Join the cause and buy a lot of cups manufactured by the people at... What the heck was that name?
From space with luminous eyes and glittering face. She approached the wall to the holy place and she looked down at us. Oh, what a disgrace. The message she brought of her coming. Stop the so large attacking at you. You're so naive. They did not believe until the end rumbled away. And voices are crying of outburst and rage. And people are dying. Her shaking tone. Millions lay rotting for door to harm. Yes, the chances of anything coming from are a million to one, he said. Yes, the chances of anything coming from Mars are a million to one. But still, she came down from Mars. This creature from space.
Big Wednesday, the day you face your own biggest challenge. The day you risk it all.
Nose hair link blend.
Bizarre religious objects, weird ceremonies, snake handlers, and pot-smoking children.
With Karen Carpenter.
A man everybody would like to have seen dead.
and Dr. Fiasco.
An audacious man of action, capable of a tender, hopeless love, which could only last a day, but a day which was worth all eternity.
Wednesdays, from 10 p.m. to midnight.
It's gonna be like nothing anybody has ever seen.
On Radio Mono.
the room that I live is in. He's infecting the American scene. He's got a sad, sad look. Mm-hmm. He's got a sad, sad look.
This is Dr. Howland Owl, and I would like to invite you to listen to the Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on Radio Valencia. It's on Fridays, Friday night from 10 to midnight, and beyond. Who knows how late we run. I, Dr. Howland Owl, don't always know. But I promise you, this is the most amazing collection of radio memorabilia that you have ever had occasion to hear. The wonder, the terror, the savagery, and the splendor of Ask Dr. Hal live on radio. Call in and ask me a question, or any of the recondite crew who occasionally sits in. You yourself can join the party. It just takes a radio, the Ask Dr. Hal Show live on radio, and you, Friday nights, 10 to midnight on Radio Valencia.
Little girl, be on the lookout for a man. He's the driver of a woman-chasing van. He has fun with all the women he deceives. He has many tricks up his sleeves. He goes cruising in his custom-painted van. Tinted lights inside, he keeps it spick and span. Little girl, how would you like to take a ride? Little girl, look at the inside. Come in, my dear, relax. Don't fear, we're off. I love you.
Here comes the bandman. Here comes the bandman.
Come on in, declared the spider to the fly. With a grin, he's such a nice guy.
The adult toy.
He's the bandman, and he's coming after you. When he finds you, what will you do? Don't laugh at this. You're on his list. You're next, I warned you.
Thank you. Possibilities.
Well, what do you think it is?
Well, maybe it's a stereo with big speakers and surround sound. Maybe it's a VCR made out of gold or a brand new car. Maybe it's an icy machine that makes nice things called Slurpees. Maybe it's a pony with big butt and big herpes. Maybe it's a big TV with a screen the size of the sea. Maybe it's Michael Jackson. No, wait, I don't like her. Sitting in my room, fan on high, package on the floor, time going by. Poked a pen through, top of the box, put a straw in, looked through the top. Couldn't tell what it was, made the hole bigger, another box inside. Breaking a sweat, dad home soon, clock still ticking. What's in the box? Maybe it's 1/4 a crack, or maybe 14 pounds of smack. Maybe it's a pop machine that bends out ounces of good weed. Maybe it's a baby that looks just like Slim Shady. Maybe it's Anthrax, also known as Caliban Snacks. Maybe it's Yoda with a bong, wearing a thong. Maybe, maybe, maybe. Something nice. Maybe it's a human sacrifice. sacrifice. Maybe it's something for me, like a pimp suit or a prostitute. Maybe, 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 maybe. Circling my room, patience running low. What's in the box? I really wanna know. What the hell am I waiting for? Looking at the box, it's coming aboard. Oh, screw it, here I go. Opening the box, very slow. Oh my god, I have an erection. I just found Dad's porn collection.
Starring in a movie. Yeah, they call the songwriter, telling it like it is now, giving the fans a little blues and leaving them feeling damn right moody. Oh, Willie, you're going to be a star in your honeysuckle rose, all your fans seeing you in your best pose. In a fancy make-believe world, you may be acting. Oh, Willie, if the movie takes you away, I wish you the best, I suppose. Oh, Willie, you may not be much to look at, but you tell it like it is, with beauty in your soul. When you and the boys play in a show, beauty in your songs is a feeling left to behold. Oh, Willie, you and the boys, if I can't hear you sing, and the movie takes you away, my make-believe world won't be the same. You're just a tough old mute who tells it like it is with the greatest success. In all my fantasies, old Willie, I'm one who thinks you and the boys belong in the Hall of Fame.
Hi, this is Country Joe McDonald, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
Well, I woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head. That didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. Then I fumbled in my closet, threw my clothes and found my cleanest dirty shirt. Then I washed my face and combed my hair and stumbled down the stairs to meet the day. I'd smoked my mind the night before with cigarettes and songs I'd been picking. But I lit my first and watched a small kid playing with a can that he was kicking. Then I walked across the street and caught the Sunday smell of someone's frying chicken. And Lord, it took me back to something that I lost somewhere, somehow along the way. Sunday morning sidewalk. I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. 'Cause there's something in a Sunday that makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing sure to die in that's half as lonesome as the sound of the sleeping city sidewalk and Sunday morning coming down. In the park I saw a daddy with a laughing little girl that he was swinging. And I stopped beside a Sunday school and listened to the song they were singing. Then I headed down the street and somewhere far away a lonely bell was ringing. And it echoed through the canyons like a disappearing dreams of yesterday. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. 'Cause there's something in a Sunday feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying that's half as lonesome as the sound of the sleeping city sidewalk and Sunday morning coming down. Woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head that didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. Then I fumbled in my closet, threw my clothes and found my cleanest dirty shirt. Wash my face and comb my hair and stumble down the stairs to meet the day. I'd smoked my mind the night before with cigarettes and songs I'd been picking. But I lit my first and watched a small kid playing with a can that he was kicking. Then I walked across the street and caught the Sunday smell of someone's frying chicken. And Lord, it took me back to something that I lost somewhere, somehow along the way. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, that I was stoned. 'Cause there's something in a Sunday that makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing sure to die in that's half as lonesome as the sound sleeping city sidewalk and Sunday morning coming down. In the park I saw a daddy with a laughing little girl that he was swinging. And I stopped beside a Sunday school and listened to the songs they were singing. Then I headed down the street, and somewhere far away a lonely bell was ringing. And it echoed through the canyons like a disappearing dreams of yesterday. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, Sunday that makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying that's half as lonesome as the sound of the sleeping city sidewalk. And Sunday morning coming down.
Every time, being a born and a disciplined child, you know why? Well, I was lost from my father from primary, and I need my mom to bless me. From me a one day, me a few people, not to mention I got hamburger. This is sunrise and we out to bring light. One light trouble than it's bright, so get bright. So the young boy just in a little bit of time to die. Boom!
That's cool. Let's tap on the knife now. Let's tap on the knife now. Special place.
Like I'm a jungle, it's a kill boy. Me case kill them proper. Informer dice, wicked man treasure. Born immaculate, not the 8K mama. Got me gun in a million and finger punch trigger. Informer see me clock 19 and stammer.
Well, bad man, bad all the while. Well, bad man, we can't time. We can't even on another piece.
Valley man, never match the man from Southside, man from Alvima. He go by police and he go by soldier. Oh,